players as a group and how much they believe in themselves?
Yeah, I think it's the once in a lifetime opportunity for all of us, not only for the players, but also for the nation. Not just unfortunately, we know how the people in this game is and how much it's going to help us develop as a team, as a nation, as people. We're just hoping that this opportunity is going to open many doors, not only for us players, but also for the nation and us as well. So, we know how difficult this game is going to be, but we're going to do our very best. Do the best as we can to make sure that we don't regret anything at the end of the game. Football is with them everywhere, and we respect them, but we know that we just have to learn, we have to do our best.
And now, the weather update, as compiled by Meteorological Department of Zambia.
Northwestern, Luapula, Northern and Muchinga provinces, mainly cloudy, slightly windy and mild with rain and occasional thunder. Western, Southern, Lusaka, Central, Cocobot and Eastern provinces, mainly cloudy, slightly windy and mild with a chance of isolated rain and occasional thunder. This is a weather update. The weather update brings us to the end of the news at 18 hours. But before we go, here's a look at the stories that made headlines once more.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
Some market players in the agriculture sector have expressed concern about potential exploitation of farmers during this year's maize marketing season, despite expectations of a bumper harvest following favorable rainfall. The Community Action Against Corruption, CAC, has urged authorities to investigate the continued use of law firms in money laundering schemes following concerns raised in the recent national risk assessment. Namibia has rejected an application by Elon Musk on the Starlink for a license to provide satellite internet services in the country, dealing the company a second setback in Southern Africa. That is what we could accommodate for you this evening. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Kalunga Mukulango Mamape. Up next is Talk at 6.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Did you know that you can complain against a radio or television station that breaches the code of professional standards set by the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA? Here's how. Write to the station via post, email, or fax, stating what grievances you have against the broadcast. State when the broadcast took place, state who the broadcaster was, state your name and contact details for further communication by the broadcaster. Upon communication with the station, it is expected that the station will respond to your complaint within 14 days. Where you have not received a response or have received a response within 14 days but consider the response to be inadequate, you can address your complaint to the Director General, Independent Broadcasting Authority, Mass Media Complex, Alison Carter Road, P.O. Box 32475 Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589 or email complaints at iba.org.zn or visit our website www.iba.org.zn.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent and effective regulation.
Hey you, wherever you are, Tupata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fans. Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sports, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Yeah. Ndaura kuti yai nguku tuma weti tu neka munga ntungunda ai ai shwana butika edi
ya nenze kuyo pana ta ndikamuzwa soka jimange atakamba yai shanene adani faira nguvu ona chabve kwanga vantu sivasangana kusanga balese ndapoti ona sai
tutu ndise yangu kuvi machunguku chi eh munga nitaki shanene bichini wani uchita mangwara bwani nuzi konawe nawe fiti tigawanenge mwavantu
sibu mfiti iwe chuma chilipa nguku na ripa suku fiti
ripa
yes Ripa Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripa Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripa Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
Our media house is committed to upholding the highest standards of professional conduct and ethics. As part of our dedication and responsible journalism, we have subscribed to the Code of Ethics established by the Media Self-Regulation Council of Zambia, MSCZ. We value your feedback and take any concerns regarding our content or professional behavior seriously. If you feel aggrieved by any aspect of our operations, we encourage you to reach out to the MSCZ Media Ethics and Compliance Committee for assistance and resolution. To lodge a complaint or seek redress, you can contact the MSCZ Ethics and Complaints Committee via email at mselfregulation@gmail.com or by calling the dedicated mobile number for media violations at 260.